Okay, we left off in the middle of Daf Kafav Amad Aleph. We got up to Gufa. The last thing we had discussed was the fact that the Gemara posited that Marav Areyach Ein Bahem Me'ila, but on the other hand, there is an Isur. And we saw Machlokes Rishonim whether this Isur is an Isur Drabanan or an Isur D'Oraisa, namely the possibility of having an Isur Hana'a, which would not have the consequences of Me'ila, of the Korban, of the Keren Chomesh V'chulei, and that this is what applies to the world of Kol and Mar'eh, because Ein Bahem Mamash. And we saw that the Gemara, B'chol Zot, in Rosh Hashanah, pointed out that if a person were to use a shofar shel Ola, that there would be Me'ila, and which would appear to be against our sugya, and we saw that from the Radvaz through the Yor Sameach, through the Mishnah Lemelech, other Achronim as well, all distinguish between two types of mar'e v'kol. One type of mar'e v'kol is when during the avoda there is a beautiful mar'e, during the avoda there is a unique kol of the levium, etc., and one has kavana to be nehene from that mara and that kol. That's what our Gemara says, that ein behen me'ila, that there would be an iser for those who are not involved in the avoda to push themselves closer in order to be able to get to the mara and the kol. Masha'enken, we want to take a chefetz of hektesh and create a mara or a kol out of that chefetz of hektesh. We want to blow a shofar of an ola. There you would have mamash me'ila. That's me'ila on the highest level. There we don't say that ein bo mamash. That would be a full-blown me'ila. And we explained it according to the various deos that we saw in terms of the nature of me'ila. Is me'ila a din of gezel? Is me'ila a din of hana'a? Or is me'ila a shinui ya'ad, a change of destiny, of purpose? Yiyud. Okay. That's the last thing we said, I believe. Okay, Gufa. Let's continue in the Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Yoshua ben Levi Mishum Bar Kapara. Kol v'mar'e v'reach ein bahem mishum mi'ila. That we have over here a triad. Not just kol and mar'e, but also reach. But is that really true? Reach ein bo mishum mi'ila. We have a braisa. Hatanya ha'mefate mes ha'ketores l'islamid ba olamosra l'tzibur patur. This is a special principle, halacha. We have a pasuk that speaks about ish asher yaseh kamoha, that a person who takes the ingredients of the ketores and he puts it together on his own. So if he's doing it l'tzorcha, in other words, l'islamed or l'mosra, to the tzibur, then even though there would be an iser for him to do it on his own, but there would be no kares, but if his tachlis is that's what the Torah says, then he's chayev kares. Then that part we're not concerned about the Braisa. The Braisa then has a seifa, v'ha meriach ba, and someone who is meriach the ketores, mashma the ketores of the tzibur, not the ketores that he made, but rather v'ha meriach ba, if someone takes real ketores, and is meriach ba, patur ela shemo'al, so the din of ish asher yaseh kamoha doesn't apply to him. However, there is a different inyan over here of me'ila. So we see that even in the world of reach, there is a din of me'ila. Elamar Rav Papa, kol umare, ein behem mishum me'ila, mishum she'ein behem amosh. V'reach, even let's just stop at this point. V'reach, however, reach is different. Reach is different because yesh bo mamosh. Look in Rashi. V'reach yesh bo mamosh basamamanim. I know there are different ways of learning. I would tend to assume over here that Rashi is simply telling us, the Gemara is telling us, that there is a mitziyut, that there is a difference between kol and mara, in which the person is simply relating to a external illusion, a kol and mara, as opposed to reyach sheyesh mamash besamamanim, namely that there are particles of the samamanim that are sent out into the air in the world of ketores via the burning of the ketores, that these particles are that which the person is smelling, namely the same that would be similar to eating or to drinking, and that's why there's a birkas hareach, as there's a birkas hanehenin, namely that it's a davar sheyesh bo mamash. And therefore, if it's a davar sheyesh bo mamash, this is not the same as kol and mare. Kol and mare ein bahem ilafisha ein bahem mamash. Reyach is a davar sheyesh bo mamash, and therefore me'ila is shayach. However, achar sheta'ale timraso ein bo mishum me'ila. The reason that these three were brought together is not to say that we have one halacha of ein bo mamush by kol, mara, and reyach, but rather we have one halacha that there's no me'ila, but for two different reasons. Kol and mara, there's no me'ila because ein bo mamush. And reyach, there is no me'ila la'achar shenaaseis mitzvaso. Ho'il v'naaseis mitzvaso. That we have a principle that after the avoda is completed, after the mitzvah is already done, then there's no din of me'ila. By the reyach, la'achar shetale timraso, after the anan of the ketores goes straight up, that's already na'aseis mitzvaso, and then ein bahem me'ila. That's what the Gemara distinguishes. What about the braisa that says that ha'meriach bo?
That distinction is only made by reyach?
Only by reyach. Right, kol and mara, there are no particles of kol.
No, I was thinking about the case where the nisach on the mezbeach, that the dam goes out to a field.
Yes.
So the fields.
There's the inyan of me'ila. That's what they speak about. That they have to purchase from the kohanim to get to be motzi l'chulin. But the entire as long as what you're asking, that it's already naseis mitzvah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a very good point. We'll come to that in a minute. Bring that there. But the assumption over here appears to be that once something is naaseis mitzvah, so there's no longer me'ila. What about the braisa that says hamiriach bapatur ela shemoal? So we have a braisa that says that there is me'ila in reyach. So what is the obvious way of setting up the braisa? What? Before it was mitamer as an anan. In other words, that's the way the Rambam understands it. One looks at the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila, and one sees over there that the Rambam at the end of Perek Hey says that Kol umare v'reyach shel hekdesh lo nehenin v'lo moralim emed v'amurim kishar reyach b'ketores achar she'olsa timores emed v'amurim, sorry, kishihi reyach b'ketores achar she'olsa timores. Aval im he riach the ketores kisheta aletim raso, while the avoda is going on, not laachar shenaseis mitzvaso, but during mitzvaso, then moal. That's b'chorav shad. Who doesn't learn like the Rambam? Who learns differently than the Rambam? Why am I saying this is the Rambam's pshat in the Braisa? Rashi. Look at Rashi at the end of the Dibur HaMaskil V'Reyach. Rashi began, Yesh bo mamash b'samamonim, hilkach chayav. Ude ko'amar Rav Yoshua pater, la'achar shetale timraso b'mikdosh ko'amar, mishum de natseis mitzvaso. Okay, then skip two lines. Ubraisa b'meriach bo b'beito, shenosein mimena al hagechalim. That the braisa that says that you are moel in the world of reyach, that's if you take the ketores from the Beis HaMikdash to your house. And this ketores of the tzibur you take to your house, then you put it on an incense altar, and you light it, and you're nehene, then you're moel. Why in the world did Rashi give that ukimta? Ubraisim emriach bebebeiso shenosim men al yecholim. The pashtus is like the Rambam, that la'achar shenaaseis mitzvaso, that's yesh bo mishu, that then we say ein bo mishu me'ila. During mitzvaso, namely while it's on the mizbeach, as the Rambam says, ali me'riach ha'ktores kishetala timraso ma'al. Namely, the Rambam is in the Gemara. The Rambam is simply saying the other side of the coin of na'aseis mitzvaso is lo na'aseis mitzvaso. The other side of the coin of la'achar shetala timraso is bizman she'ole timruso. Why did Rashi have to go back? V'habraisa b'meriach b'bebeisa shenos imena al hagechalim. This bothered the Achronim, and so they give technical reasons. A technical reason could be the Rashash over here mentions that this sugi is according to Abaye, And Abaye said that when we spoke about the Isura Ika, it's only to those people who are Efshar, not the people who are Efshar, the people who are Osan HaOmdim Bachutz. The people who are Omdim Bachutz, simply technically, they're only going to be able to be Nehne from the Reach, La'achar Sha'ola Timrasa. The Reach has to take a time to get to the people who are Omid Bachutz. If you're standing next to the Mizbeach, then you can be Nehne even Bizmano. But Abaye holds that Hana is Mutter. That's the case of Efshar, become a Chavin. But you know, simply technically, within the sugya, the people we're talking about are people who would only... So how can we have these people being moel? It must be a totally different ukimta, that the people of Bachutz would only be moel if they took the Ketores to their house and they smelled it in their house. Or perhaps there are other achronim who say, well, look at the Braisa. The Braisa begins with the Fatim es Ketores l'hislamidba, or l'moser l'tzibur. That's talking about the house. So the safe is also within the house. In El Chinami, the same halacha would apply, but Rashi just wants to explain the Braisa Kipshuto within the flow of the Braisa. Those are technical issues. But what do we see from Rashi? Very, very powerfully, we see from Rashi that he disagrees with something that we took for granted at the end of the last year.
Just a question before.
Yeah.
No,
the Torah Shel Tzibur simply is in terms of the object that he's smelling, but where he's smelling it, the Rashi doesn't get involved. Where he's smelling it, in other words, as opposed to the Himiriach his Ketores, when he's Miriach the Ketores of the Tzibur, then there's going to be Meila. So, where is he being Miriach that Ketores of the Tzibur? That Rashi says, oh, he's being Miriach in his house. So it could be house. The Reisha was dealing with the house. Sage is dealing with the house. Or it could be because of Abaye, like the Rashash says, that the sugi is talking about people who are bachutz, who are standing way far away from the Ketores, and they're only going to, simply technically, they're only going to smell it. So we have to set up an ukimta of Abayis. But what is Rashi saying over here in terms of the din of Me'ila? In terms of the din of Me'ila? Even sharper.
Not just gezel, because you took it out and threw it. You mean you have to actually smell it in your house to be over mila.
Again, the Gemara says that there's a difference between kol and mare on one hand and reach on the other hand. Okay, kol and mare are not ein bo mamash, reach yesh bo mamash. Therefore, we're going to have mila in reach. We're not going to have Me'ila by Kol and Mare in a parallel case. What's the parallel case? According to Rashi, where do you have Me'ila in the case of Ketores? You're in your house, you take Ketores of the Tzibur, and you light it. There you have Me'ila. Why? Because Reach Yesh Bo Mamash. Since Reach Yesh Bo Mamash, then we're going to have Me'ila until Na'aseis Mitzvasa, right? What's the parallel case to lighting Ketores in your house in the world of Kol and Mare?
Taking
a harp of Hekdesh and playing it, taking a shofar of an ola and blowing it. Namely, that which we said is definitely going to have Me'ila, right? The Or Sameach and the Radvaz and the Mishneh Lemelech. Rashi says no. Rashi says that only dafka reach that has a mamash, then kishem riach bebeiso shenosei mimena al yacholim. That's when you have Me'ila. Mashma that if you would have a parallel situation in Kol and Mara, there would be no Me'ila because they're Einbo Mamash. That's exactly what the Gemara is distinguishing over here between Reach on one hand and Kol and Mara on the other hand. And Rashi is giving the Ukimta of when a person takes the Ktores of the Tzibur and he uses it for his own purpose. That we said, according to all the Achronim, that's no difference between Yeshbo Mamash and Einbo Mamash. If Rashi is giving this as the Ukimta, where Kol and Reach there would be no Me'ila. But Reach there is Me'ila, it means that Rashi doesn't make that distinction of all the Achronim. Rashi views that there's no nafgamina whether you're getting Hana'ah from the Kol and the Reach during the Avodah, or whether you're getting Hana'ah from the Kol and the Reach by simply taking a Kli of Hekdesh and being Mishtamish with it. If you're dealing with Davar Sheyesh Bo Mamash, there is Me'ila. If you're dealing with Davar She'ein Bo Mamash, there's no Me'ila. That's what Rashi over here is saying. Again, why Rashi gave that ukimta, you can have all sorts of reasons. Don't mind that Rashi does give ukimta. and that's the Braisa. The Gemara asks, how can you say Reyach Ein Ba Me'ila? The Braisa says that Reyach Yesh Ba Me'ila. If Rashi explains that, that the Braisa is the case of bias, so in that case, according to the Or Sameach and Kolin Mara, you'd also have Me'ila. You take a harp of Hekdesh and you play on it, that's Me'ila. You take an ornament from Hekdesh and you put in your house to be Nana from the Mara, that's Me'ila. That's the Hishtamshus Behekdesh. That's the Gezel. That's whatever phrase you want to use. That's the Me'ila. So in any case, even though all the Achronim say it, Rashi doesn't say it. Okay, so just be aware that we have Machokos over here between, in other words, all the Achronim say it within the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. They realized the Rambam didn't learn like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but it's not just the Rambam didn't learn like that Gemara, but Rashi also didn't learn that way. Okay, so one has to rethink. In other words, is that the way to learn the Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah, or maybe we pass like that Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, etc. So that's point number one. Ad kana kafa alo. That completes what we said the last time. Point number two. Let's move over to this principle that la'achar shana'aseis mitzvasa, there is no me'ila. That's what our Gemara is assuming. What chakira could you raise over here in terms of what happens la'achar shana'aseis mitzvasa? Why is there no me'ila la'achar shana'aseis mitzvasa? What would be the easiest way of understanding what happens to hekdesh la'achar shana'aseis mitzvasa? Jeremy?
I'm not sure which is the easiest way.
Okay.
One thing regarding what you said yesterday, last time, was that its yud has already been accomplished, so you're not diverting it from its yud, it already happened.
Okay, that's certainly a very, very fine way of learning. What I'm asking over here is the question, is it still Hekdesh? I mean, what happens to Hekdesh la'achar shana'aseis mitzvasa? What is its status, halachically, la'achar shana'aseis mitzvasa? Look in Rashi. What does Rashi say? Those lines that I skipped. Mishum de na'aseis mitzvasa v'ein tzorech gavoa od ba yatzta michlal kodshei Hashem. I mean, one way of learning is simply, why is it no me'ila? Because me'ila is a din in hekdesh. It's a din in kodshei Hashem. This is no longer kodshei Hashem. After the timrun of the timur of the Ashan, that's no longer hekdesh. And you know, it's that, and therefore there's no me'ila because it's no longer hekdesh. That would be one way of understanding. The other way of understanding is what Jeremy posits, that maybe it's still hekdesh. But la'achar shana'aseis mitzvasa, there's no me'ila. In other words, the question is there no me'ila because it's not hekdesh? Or is there no me'ila even though it's hekdesh, but it's la'achar shana'aseis mitzvasa, and therefore there is no me'ila, let's say in terms of Jeremy's Svara, if we learn me'ila as a shinui of yi'ud, after the yi'ud was done, there's no longer any room for a detour. And that's why there's no me'ila. But it doesn't mean it's no longer hekdesh. It doesn't mean it's no longer hekdesh. What would be a classic nafkamina between these two options? So I sent you to two Rambams that deal with the world of Parim HaNisrafim. Parim HaNisrafim, do they have, up to what point do they have the world? Sirim HaNisrafim, Parim HaNisrafim, up to what point is there Me'ila? And then up to what point are they Metame? So the, if I have the... The Marmakomos here. So we have one Rambam is in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Dalad, Perek Beis, Halcha Dalad. V'chein Parim HaNisrafim, Usim HaNisrafim, Moalim Bohem Mish'as Hekdeshan, Ad Sh'yisarfu V'tigomer Sreifatan V'Beit HaDeshan. Namely, they're Nisrafim. So their Yiyud is to be Nisraf. That's their Yiyud. That's what their Avoda is. They should be burnt until they're Nisraf. At what point are they Nisraf? So Ram continues, V'yatuch habasar. Avol kodem sheyatuch ma'olin bo v'hu b'beit hadeshen. What is yatuch habasar? What does this phrase mean? Yatuch habasar. So the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam explains it. Yatuch nigzar min tuch, or toch. Klomar, ad sheyehei navuv, until the basar is holy, has a lot of holes in it, right? Navuv, that it's like a sponge. Navuv v'hu shetichalchel ha'esh chalkakav ad sheyetemetei kmo sfog. In other words, that the consistency of the basar is not like a sfog, is not like a sponge, that the fire is burning it from within and from without, that it's aerated from within. At that point, when the basar reaches that point, even though it still hasn't reached what point? It's not yet aether. It's not aether. Because it could have said, achia aether. It doesn't say achia aether. It says, achia yitocha basar. In other words, that when we have this meat which is full of holes like Swiss cheese, that when it's like a consistency of a sponge, that's tigomer sreifasan, that's adsham naaseis mitzvasan. At that point, there's no me'ila. However, the Rambam, in Hilchos Parah Aduma, in Perakei Halacha Dalet, also talks about the Parma Nisrafim and Sirma Nisrafim, and says, Kol chatos hanisrafos menaparim hanisrafim o asirma nisrafam, hasorfam mitamei begadim bishat sreifato ad sheyase efer. Namely, that there is still a concept of par hanisraf or sa'ir hanisraf until it's efer. And therefore, anyone who is dealing with it at that point is going to become tamei. In other words, there would be no tuma had there been no kedusha. That which brings about kedusha, l'chora, is tuma. So we see that even though the kedusha remains until it's efer, however, the me'ila ends earlier. That's Jeremy's approach, that the whole din of me'ila is not a question as long as it's hektesh is going to be me'ila. As long as there's a yi'ud, as long as it's still going towards its goal, towards its destiny, as long as it's still going towards its goal and its destiny, as long as it's still going towards its goal and its destiny, then you have me'ila, of making the detour. Mashenking, once you reach the goal and the destiny, it's still kodesh. Otherwise, there'd be no tuma. That's not my diuk. I would never have gotten to a Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila. I should get to a Rambam because I'm wanting me'ila. But a Rambam in Hilchos Parah, in Perek Hei Halacha Dalet, I would never have gotten to. But in there's a thin volume of Chidushei Hagram, Halevi, the Chidushim of Rav Moshe that was put out. So in the Chidushi HaGram, I think it's page Kuf Chaf, he makes this diuk, and I think it's a very, very nice diuk, but it's a machlokes, l'chora, between Rashi and between the Rambam. Rashi says that this is no longer Pak Hashem, Kod Shei Hashem, Yotza Michal, Kod Shei Hashem, that after Naseis Mitzvah, so it's no longer Hektish. Rambam doesn't say it's no longer Hektish. The Rambam says that there's no Me'ila. What would be explained according to that in terms of the terminology of the Rambam? What does he say about the call Ma'ar v'Reya Shal Hekdesh Lo Nehenin v'Lo Mo'alim V'Medra Amurim Kishahiriach B'Ketores Achar She'Also HaTimores? That if you smell the Ketores after also Timores, there's no Me'ila. But what is there still? An Isur Lo Nehenin V'Lo Mo'alim. There's still an Isur Hana'a. Right? So easy way of learning it, it's a Din Drabanan. My loss of it's a Din Drabanan. But it could be, no, that there's still a din of an Isur Hana. It's still hektish. It's still hektish. It's not going to be me'ila because you're not going to divert it from its goal. But there would still be a din of ein nehenin. In other words, it's a moment that we give Rav Lichtenstein's approach of ein nehenin, of the shinui yud, that allows for us to have two levels on a deraisa plane. As long as something is kodesh, we have an Isur Hana. As on the level of shinui yud, you also have a din of me'ila. So we can have a situation where something will be kodesh, but there won't be a shinui yud. That's the situation after lachar shanaseis mitzvosan ein nehenin ve'ein mo'alin. If you learn that way, then we could say who had, and in other words, that the ketores is similar to the parim hanisrafim, that there would still be kedusha, there would still be an iser hana'a, but there wouldn't be me'ila. Okay, you don't have to necessarily come on to Rav Lichtenstein's approach. Let's go back to the classic approach of the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said that what's the din of Me'ila? The din of Me'ila is one of Gezel. Right? That you're using Hekdesh without permission, that's a din of Gezel. Could someone explain to me why if Naaseis Mitzvasan, even if it's still Hekdesh, using that approach, there would no longer be a din of Gezel? What conditions do you need for Gezel? A, that an item belonged to someone else. So here, right, Hekdesh is Kol Hecha de Isa Begoza Drachmana Isa. Hekdesh is a corporation that's a separate ownership. What else do you need? What underlies that concept?
The owner would object to it.
In other words, let's say, for example, someone, you know, if I invite someone into my house and I say, would he mind waiting for a few minutes because I'm still doing the dishes? He goes into the living room and he sits down on my couch. Is he over an Iser of Gezel? Shol Shalom Idas? I didn't tell him to sit down on my couch. Would we say that? That he's just to start a stand? Why not? What's the undunit is what? Is that I'm not makted. In other words, that the moment there's no hakpada, there's no din of gezel. You should just know in terms of dina de bachus adina, if the government may have a law, but they're not makpid on the law, then it's not a din of gezel to go against the law. Maybe other inyana, but it's not gezel. In other words, if you know that they're not makpid, then there's no din of gezel. That's the rule, that if there's no hakpada, then there's no gezel. If someone comes to my house for a leil haseder, in other words, I don't have to be. You know, it's if there is a din that matzah has to belong to you, I have to mach you the matzahs. But assuming that matzah doesn't have to belong to you, it's just there's an Easter of eating matzah gezula, it's not matzah gezula sit at my table and eat it, because if I'm sitting there, it means I'm not makpid. If I'm not makpid, that's not matzah gezula. Right? It's my matzah. No one says it's not my matzah, but it's no gezel if I'm not makpid. When would Beis Rachmana be makpid on someone getting, when would there be an Easter of gezel in terms of me'ila? We're doing kodem shenaseis mitzvasa. Kodem shenaseis mitzvasa. Then there'd be a hakpada. Lachar shenaseis mitzvasa. Yitzachen. It's still hektesh, but there's no longer hakpada. Namely, you don't. In other words, you don't have to necessarily say, well, this is Rav Chisid's way of learning me'ila, and this is the Reb Chaim's learning. Even according to the Reb Chaim, even according to Or Saneach, you could say that the world of Iser Hanoah of me'ila would be different before naseis mitzvasa, lachar naseis. But I think it fits the nicest within Rav Chisid, because that which defines me'ila is really the mitzvah. La'achar shanaseis mitzvasa, after the yiyud, then there's no me'ila. But ech shelo yiyeh, so we have over here a machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and Rashi, what goes on after naseis mitzvasa. Rashi says, yotza michal kodshei Hashem. I'm interpreting the phrase yotza michal kodshei Hashem means that it's no longer hektish. I realize that you could say, no, that it's still hektish, but it's not kodshei Hashem. I don't know whether Rashi would like such diukin in it. Maybe yes, maybe no. I would assume Yotza Michal Kodshei Hashem is Rashi saying it's no longer hektish, and therefore there's no me'ilo. Well, the Rambam says black and white, ein nehen in the ein mo'alin after naseis mitzvasa. There's still an iser hana, because kaneret it's still hektish, and that's what we saw in the Rambam by the Parah Manis Rafim, that even after the mitzvah of Sreifa, yutach basar, it still has a status of hektish, it's still a din of tumah until it turns into aether. Yes?
Is there hakpara and hafiz when we're talking about the dam?
According to our approach, in other words, then you'd have to be consistent, right? And why distinguish between one and the other is a very good question. That's a very good question. I think that. Okay, so far we saw two diukim in Rashi. One of them in terms of the b'raisa b'miriach baba beso, that Rashi disagrees with what we said in the Achronim last time, that if you take a kli of hektish and use it for your own purposes, then even if ain't bo mamash, you're going to be moel. Rashi says no, dafka by yesh bo mamash is going to be such me'ila. That's the ukimta of the b'raisa. Masha ain't came by kol and reyach, otherwise there's no question and answer in the Gemara. And secondly, within what happens after naseis mitzvasan, we have machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and Rashi. Then the Gemara asks, okay, so far so good. Okay. Is there anything else I wanted to say over here? Okay. Then the Gemara moves over to Akasha on our principle. We had an axiom that la'achar shenaseis mitzvaso ein bo mishum me'ila. Lememra, the kolhechad naseis mitzvaso ein bo mishum me'ila. Is that axiom really correct? V'harei trumas hadeshen, de naseis mitzvaso, v'yesh ba mishum me'ila, d'chsiv, v'samo eitzel hamizbeach, What is the word v'samo? It could simply say v'sam eitz l'mizbeach. What is v'samo? That there's something unique about this trumas hadeshen. Shelo yifazer v'samo shelo yehenah. And over here, the phrase shelo yehenah is understood by Rashi as umoalinba. Look in Rashi. Trumas hadeshen b'chol yom hayanote o malo machta nos no eitz l'mizbeach hi nivgaat b'mekoma. That's what the Gemara says. And this Isur Hana'a is not just Stama Nisur Drabanan or Stama Nisur Dereisa. This is Umolinba. Alma Tuuna Gniza. That it has to be put there so that no one should be Nehene, Shelo Yehene. So we see over here that even after Naaseis Mitzvasa, the Mitzvah is a Trumas Hadeshen. The mitzvah is taking the deshen and putting it next to the mizbeach. It still has a din of an iser hana'ah. So the Gemara answers, Mishum tahave trumas hadeshen o bigdei kahuna shnei ksuvim abom ki echad v'chol shnei v'aksuvim ki echad ein malamdin. Namely, that every rule has an exception, and we have over here an exception. Namely, rather than viewing trumas hadeshen as the rule, trumas hadeshen is the exception. Had the Torah wanted to make trumas hadeshen the rule, it would have just had a din and trumas hadeshen, and we would have had a binyan av, that even after naaseis mitzvasan, we would have a concept of me'ila. But since we have shnei ksuvim, the moment the Torah has two halachos that follow in this manner, so then these two are the exception, because had we had a rule, we wouldn't have had to have the shnei ksuvim. If we have the shnei ksuvim, means that these are the two exceptions, and ein melamdin. And the Gemara then searches, what is the other kasuv that Ein Melamdin, moves from Big Day Kahuna to Egla Arufa, that will continue in 2 minutes. But we learned the Gemara according to Rashi, that when we're dealing over here with this Xeras HaKosov of a Samo Eitzah HaMizbeach, we're talking about the Trumas HaDeshen, and the Naaseis Mitzvaso is the act of being Meirim the Deshen from the Mizbeach. Who learns differently than Rashi? Is there a Rishon who learns differently from Rashi? So here, I'm sorry, again, I didn't send you to the Rishon, but I would have hoped you would have gotten there, and that is the Rambam. That the Rambam, in two places, learns differently from Rashi, both in Hilchos Tmidim u'Musafim and in Hilchos Psulei HaMakdoshim. I'll read both of them and try and then understand what exactly is going on over here according to what exactly are the machlokot that are involved. In Perek Beis of Hilchos Tmidim u'Musafim, Halacha Tesvav. The Rambam writes as follows. The last Halacha of Perek Beis. Hilchos Tmidim u'Musafim, the last Halacha of Perek Beis. The Rambam over there is pointing out that after the Trumas Hadeshen, we have another mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah speaks in the beginning of Parashas Tzav that we have two stages of what is done with the Deshen. We have the everyday stage, and then we have the more occasional stage. The Torah tells us as follows. Tzavis Aharon v'yespanav le'mor. Zos Torah Sa'olah, Hi Holam Mokdam Mizbeach Ko'olai Ladaboker, Eishem Mizbeach Tukadmo. What happens in the morning when the Mizbeach is full of ashes? L'vasha Kohen Mido Bado Mitnes Eivad Yilvasha B'saro. The Kohen gets dressed up in Big Day Kahuna. V'heirim Es Hadeshen Asher Tochal Ha'esh Es Ha'olah L'HaMizbeach. You take a Melo HaMachta of that Reshen and you walk down from the Mizbeach V'samo Eitzel HaMizbeach. And you put it down next to the Mizbeach. That's what's done on an everyday level. That's the way Rashi learned our Gemara. That we're talking about the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Samo, Eitzel HaMizbeach, implies that there's still an Iser Hanoah even after the mitzvah was done. Then the Torah continues, Upashates Begadav, V'lavash Begadim Acherim. In other words, that there is no longer Big Day Kahuna, V'hotzias Hadeshen El Michutz L'machaneh El Makom Tahor. You go back to the Mizbeach, and all the deshen which is on the Mizbeach when it reaches a certain plane is put into large canisters, and that is carried out of the machaneh and is put in a makom tahor. And that aspect of the dishun is done on the mizbeach hachitzon. It's done on the mizbeach hapinimi that has the ashes of the ketores. It's done within the menorah that has the ashes of the ptilot from the previous night. I mean, we have a dishun of the mizbeach hachitzoni. We have a dishun of the mizbeach hapinimi. We have a dishun of the menorah. All of that is taken out of the machana and put mamakom tahor. The Rambam says, va'afal pi she'en hotza'aso l'chutz. Of all of these dishanim, avoda, because we don't wear big day kahuna, however, ein bali mumin motzien osa. It has to be done with a degree of decorum. Ukeshe motzien osa lachutz la'ir minichin osa b'makom she'ein haruchos menash bos bo b'chazka v'lo ha'chazirin gorfim osa. It has to be a place where you put it, it's going to remain. It's a place which is protected from wind, it's protected from wild animals. And when you put it down, you have to put it into a neat pile. Sheneemar visamo, sheyanichenu binachat visamo aser lehenotbo. Namely, our Gemara, our visamo, that we learn out that there is a din of meila. The Rambam transfers that over not from Trumas Hadeshin to the world of Hotzoas Hadeshin, and says in the world of Hotzoas Hadeshin, visamo sheyanichenu binachat. Visamo she'aser lehenotbo. Least you think that this is simply a typographical error in the Rambam. So if we move over to Hilchos Psulei HaMekdoshim, in Perek Tes, the Rambam says it again, shachor agabei lavan, in Perek Yutes, of the last Perek of Hilchos Psulei HaMekdoshim, halacha. Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. The Rambam says, Kol hanikvarim efaran asur. However, kol hanisrafim shel hekdesh efaran mutar. Chutz mideshen hamizbeach hachitzon v'hapnimi v'dishun hamenorah. Again, Perek Yutes och Yud Gimel. Kol hanisrafim shel hekdesh efaran mutar. There's no iser hanoah. And after a mitzvah of Sreifa has been done to Hekdesh, Parah Manisrafim, Sir Manisrafim, there's no longer any din of the Efer, Parah Aduma, the Efer is already Mutar. Chutz mideshen hamizbeach hachitzon v'hapnimi v'dishun hamenorah. That these remain Aser b'hana'ah. These remain Aser b'hana'ah. That's what he said over here. That after you put it down, Aser lehenotvo. Comes from the Ravid in both places and says, "What are you talking about?" V'samoshi nechenu benachat Amar Avraham zelo neemar ela al trumas hadeshen ve'ein meila ela betrumas hadeshen. And similarly, in Hilchos Psulei HaMekdoshim, chutz mideshen hamizbeach Amar Avraham haramas hadeshen. Namely, that what the Rambam is talking about over here, isurei hanoa, that's only by trumas hadeshen. That's our sugya. That when after you take out that maloha machta and put it next to mizbeach. There we have a din of Me'ila. But the rest of the deshen, that's already, that's classic Naseis Mitzvah. So that's Mutar Bahanah. There's no longer any Avoda. It's all Mutar. And this drasha of the Samo, it was said by Trumas HaDeshen. It wasn't said by the Hotzah. It's in Pasuk Gimel, not Pasuk Dalet. What? No, it's on his behalf. But the Rambam takes Vesamo, that we have two Vesamos. One Vesamo applies to Trumas HaDeshen. But then, when we take all of the Deshen out, we also have a parallel Vesamo that it should be done Shelo Yefazer, and it should be done Benachat, and it should be done Aser Lehenotbo. That's the Rambam in two places. And the Ravid in both places says, learn the Sugya like Rashi. So what exactly is going on over here? What in other words, is there really a machlokus between the Rambam and Rashi as to how far Me'ila goes with the Rambam? Whole that if you were to find the place of the Hotzos HaDeshen, there would really be Me'ila. So here there are, the world of risk deals with this on three different generations. One generation is the generation of the Rebbe Chaim, the second is Rebbe Helvel, and then there's the Chidushei HaGram VaHagrid, so moving over to the grandson, to the Rebbe. The essence of the Vort is found in Rebbe Chaim. So that's what I'm going to say. If someone wants to look, So the Revelvel is in his Chidushim on Shas in Krisus on Daf Vav, and the Chidushay HaGram VaHagrid, that volume, HaGram VaHagrid, the letters written back and forth between the Rav and his father, that Chaim Ilson put out. So those and there it's on the Rambam and Hilchos Tmidim Musaf in Perek Beis Halacha Tesvav. It goes according to the order of the Rambam. But the essence is really found in the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is in the Reb Chaim al Hashas, and I think it's not mistaken. It's in the end of Maseches Tzmura. That's where it's Beinyan Trumas Hadeshem. And he wants to say as follows: that we have over here a double machlokas between Rashi and the Ravid on one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand. Rashi and the Ravid limit the world of Iser Hana'ah to Trumas HaDeshen. They're not talking about Deshen in the world. The Rambam clearly says we're dealing with Deshen Mizbeach Achitzoni, Deshen Mizbeach Apnimi, Deshen HaMenorah. They all have Iser Hana'ah. Now, it's one machlokas over here is in terms of quantity, in terms of the breadth of the Iser Hana'ah. To what does it apply? Only to Trumas HaDeshen or to all Deshanim? But the second machlokas, which is tied with the first machlokas, is what level of Easter are we talking about? Rashi and the Ravid, black and white, both say we're talking about Me'ila. We're dealing with the din of Me'ila. The din, which is, you know, that we've been talking about, chet chet mitruma, you know, it's kol kadoshim, basar kadoshim lo yochal. We're dealing with Me'ila. We're dealing with if you do it b'shogeg, we're dealing with the korban and the karen v'chamash. We're dealing with the world of Me'ila. That was the Ravid in Hilchos Tmidim u'Musafim. Ein me'ila ela b'trumas hadeshen. Rashi over here, u'moalin bo, k'dechsiv v'samayit ha'mezbeach, amatuna geniza. The Rambam never mentions the word me'ila. The Rambam speaks about osr lehenos bo. Osr lehenos bo. All nisrafim are mutar b'hanoa, except for deshen ha'mezbeach, ha'pitzon v'apnimi v'adishen ha'menorah, osr lehenos bo. The Rambam is talking about an iser hanoa. Me'ila and osr lehenos. And let's assume we're talking about even on a deraisa plane. But we pointed out, you can have an Iser Hana'ah without Me'ila. And this over here is the Machlokas. What exactly is the status of Deshen? According to the Rashi and the Ravid, Deshen in the menorah, that's already Na'aseh Shishvasan, Paka Kedushasa. There's nothing there. The Deshen in the Mizbeach Apnimi, Na'aseh Shishvasan, Paka Kedusha, is nothing there. The Deshen of the Mizbeach Achitzon, it still has a mitzvah to be done with it. It's still waiting for a truma to be taken from it. That's the Kohen goes with the Machta, takes the truma, takes part of that Deshen, puts it next to the Mizbeach. Then the Deshen on the Mizbeach Hachitzon is also Paka Mitzvasa. Finished. It's already, there's no longer any concept of Hekdesh, only concept of an Avoda. What is the Halacha? It has to be taken out of to a Makom Tohar outside of the city so that it shouldn't be Mevuzet. So of course, this once had a history. Once upon a time, it was on the Mizbeach, and so it should be dealt with properly. But it's basically Chulin that has to be dealt with properly. There are no Isurim that apply to it. There are no halachos specifically that apply to it. That's the approach of Rashi and the Ravid. The exception is Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen, you would have expected, after it's put next to the Mizbeach, also Na'aseh Mitzvaso. There should be no Me'ila either. However, we have this Zeres HaKosov, the Samo, Ta'un Gniza, that it remains on the level of Me'ila. That's the exception to the rule. Trumas HaDeshen is the exception to the rule. But classically, all the rest of the Deshen, Momen Na'aseh Mitzvaso, there's no Kedusha, there's no Iser Hana'ah, just take it out and deal with it properly. Masha'en Kain, the Rambam says, no. The moment that we have, the Rambam says, I agree with you in terms of Me'ila. After Na'aseh Mitzvason, there is no longer Me'ila. However, the moment that we have Dinim, the moment that we have Halachos, that something should be dealt with in a certain manner, those halachos imply that there's still kedusha. There would be no dinim without kedusha. And the moment there's kedusha, then we have an iser hana'ah. Namely, just as we pointed out by the by the basar, that after yutach and before nisraf, before it becomes Afer, it's still hekdesh. It's still metame. If it's still metame, then it's still hekdesh. And just as we saw, the Rambam said that by the ktoris, while it's still burning, and even after Nasei Smitzvaso, there's still an Iser of Hanah. There's no longer an Iser of Me'il, there's still an Iser of Hanah. The Rambam says the moment that I have this drasha of this Samo, Shelo Yefazreno Sham, this Samo, She'enichenu Benachat, this Samo, that has to be put in a specific place, Lutz La'ir, where there's no Ruach Menachev, etc. The moment I have those halachos, then Aser Lehenot Bo. In other words, that it implies that there is still a din of Kedushin. And the Rambam over here is Lishitato. That even after Naaseh Mitzvaso, even if it's no longer an avoda, it can be done even the big day, the big day chol. It can be done, right? It shouldn't be done by, but the moment we have dinim, it shouldn't be done by a kohen ba'omum. It has to be put in a certain place, makom tar mihutz lamachana. It has to be put v'nachas. It has to be put. So that means there's no meila, but we still have an iser hanah. Namely, that this is the Rambam following Lushitaso, that you can have a concept of hekdesh. Even after, so we have a machlokes, what is the status of deshen when it's already afer? According to the Rashi, the moment that the deshen is already afer, naseis mitzvaso, finished. In other words, it's chol, paka kedushas kadshei Hashem. There's no longer an iser hanah. Mashe, according to the Rambam, the moment we have dinim that apply to this deshen, so these dinim are telling us that it's still hektesh. And the moment it's still hektesh, then we still have an iser hanah. Not me'ila, but we still have an iser hanah. Then with the Rambam over here is following through what we saw by Ketores, what we saw by the Parma Nisrafim. Here we have it by the Deshen. You can have a situation of Naseis Mitzvaso, but it's still Hektish. Mashenken, according to Rashi and the Ravid, the moment Naseis Mitzvaso is no longer Hektish, and the Nafgamina would be, is there an Iser Hanah or not? Where did the Rambam get his idea that this pasuk for some way tell Mizbeach applies to Deshen? Namely, once it applies to Deshen, then everything makes sense. Where did he get this extension? Our Gemara, Lechora, is very, very clear dealing with the Trumas HaDeshen, so that the Achronim talk about. Maybe it's the Yerushalmi, maybe it's the Sugi and Tmura, maybe it's here, maybe it's there. It's unclear. It's unclear, but the Rambam clearly had such a tradition that the Samo applies above and beyond. The dinim. Okay, so that's what we have over here within this Trumas HaDeshen. Okay, we can continue. Okay, so the Gemara then suggests, where else do we have an exception of Naaseis Mitzvason where Mi'ila still applies? Perhaps the din of Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna, the first white line, D'chsiv v'hi nicham sham, that after the Kohen Gadol uses the Big Day Lavan, on Yom Kippur, Melamed Shetu'unim Geniza, V'hinicham Sham. They still have a status of Big Day Kahuna, and they're Tohen Geniza when it's still Moel, when it's not allowed to use them for anything else. Even though Naseis Mitzvasa. Ha'nicha L'Rabbanan Da'amrei Melamed Shetu'unim Geniza. If you learn this drasha, like Rabbanan do, you're correct. Name it, these begadim cannot be used by anyone under any circumstances. Elo Rabbi Dosa de Palagalayu do Amar Halva Ruyin Hen like Kohen Hedyot. They can't be used for another avod on Yom Kippur, but they can be used by a Kohen Hedyot because these are the begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. We have the Ksones, and we have the Michnasayim, and we have the Mitznefet, and we have the Avnate. Those are the four begadim, relatively, of the Kohen Hedyot. There are quirks that I don't want to get involved in terms of the nature of the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was pure Pishta. The avnet of the Kohen Hedyot during the course of the year, Pashtus was Kilayim, was Shatnes. And so we're not talking, in other words, so Lecho, we're talking about the Ksonis and the Mifnasayim. Who had in the Kohen Gadol had a Mitznefet, the Kohen Hedyot had a Nigbat. They were all made of Pishtan, but they were, in other words, but in any case, at least Rav Dosa allows for some of them, perhaps, to be used, some of them certainly to be used by the Kohen Hedyot. So we see there's no din of me'ila. They're allowed to be reused according to Rabbi Dosa. So the Gemara moves over to a different exception. What What is Egla Arufa? That the Gemara just assumes that we definitely understand that. Doesn't even bring a price or anything. So Rashi says that by Egla Arufa, Ksiv Shom, Demashma, Shom Tehe Kvurasa. That the mitzvah of the Egla Arufa is the Arufa, is the Arifa. L'chora, after the Arifa, there should no longer be any Isur Hana'a. And yet, the Torah says, Shom Tehe Kvurasa, that this is an Isur Hana'a of the Nikbarim, that remains Asur even after the mitzvah. Okay? There's no din of Me'ila by Egla Arufa. Me'ila is within Hekdesh. Egla Arufa is not Hekdesh. But parallel to the din, the Isur of the mitzvah removing the me'ila in the world of Kodshim, the mitzvah should remove the status of the Iser Hana'ah in the world of Egla Arufa, and it doesn't. So we see that that's an exception. Okay, the Gemara then continues, that's fine if we say that Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ki Echad Ein Malamdim. However, if you hold Leman Damar Malamdim Ma'iko Lameimar, that the fact that you have two exceptions doesn't necessarily mean that these are the only two exceptions. They can still turn into a rule. And so maybe the rule is that even Achar Shanaseis Mitzvasan, there is Nisar Hanoah / Me'ila. So Gemara answers, Tremiyute Ksiv. Ksiv the Samo, not the Sam, but the Samo. The Ksiv Ha Arufa with the Heha Yediya. That these, the Torah is telling us, these are unique. These are unique, and they're exceptions, and therefore we shouldn't be bothered by them. Atkan, in other words, the Kol v'reach umar. Now the Gemara returns to Abaye and to Rava. We still have a machlokes between Abaye and Rava, and each of them are trying to bring rayos to their sides, and we're still at this point sticking with the Lishna Basra, that we're trying to bring rayos. What's the din of E.F. Shar v'kam machaven? According to Abaye, Rav Yehuda was matir E.F. Shar v'kam machaven, and according to Rava, Rav Yehuda would say that if you're kam machaven, even if E.F. Shar, it's still aser. So we want to bring a raya from another situation of E.F. Shar v'kam machaven. What's that situation? Hichnisa, what exactly were machnes over here? You saw machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Hichnisa, the Egla Arufa, and Tosfos says, Hichnisa, the Para Aduma. We're basically, in other words, we're dealing with something that you're not allowed to get Hanoah from, okay? Not allowed to get Hanoah from the Para Aduma, not allowed to get Hanoah from the Egla Arufa. We're dealing with still alive, otherwise not going to stick its head into the Rivka. Hechnisa le Rivka, v'dosha shera, b'shvil shetinak v'tidosh psula, v'hahacha d'lo efshar, v'kamachavein, v'katane psula. So Gemara answers, this is Xeris HaKosuv, siva shelo ubadba mikom makom. Okay, what's going on over here? What is simply the mitzius of the case of Hechnisa le Rivka, v'dosha shera, b'shvil shetinak v'tidosh psula? Here we have a machlokis between Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi. And Rabbeinu David takes the side of Rabbeinu Chananel. So let's go in chronological order. Let's look at Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is found on Amud Beis. In my edition, it's found in the middle of the thin lines. Toshma, Hichnisa Para Aduma. He learned like Tosus. Yeah, we're doing the Para Aduma. Vigoren Le Ravka. The Ravka, the Rabbeinu Chananel understood as a verb. Perush lipituma, that you were putting it into the Goren, li Ravka, that you want to fatten up this Para Aduma. Miloshon egle marbek. So you want to fatten it up, and then what does it go ahead and do when you put it into the Goren, li Ravka? Vidasha. It walks around. And it threshes the wheat, kshera. That's kosher. However, if you put it in b'shvil shetinak v'tidosh psula, namely that if you want to fatten it up, then you're not interested that it's going to expend calories doing disha. That dasha is shelo l'ritzono, right? So then the fact that it's let's start the paraduma. You're not allowed to do malacha with. So the fact that this is dash, is that a problem? So we say, no, it's not a problem because you're putting it in there to be mefutam. You want it to gain weight. And so if the disha is shalom ritzoncha, that's not considered to be that you had it do malacha. However, if you put it in bishvil shetinak vitidosh, you're not into pitum. You're not into into super nourishment. What you're into is survival. Shetinak. You want this egel to grow. You want it to grow. I mean, it's going to be very, very. But not that you want it to get fat. You want it to grow. But if it'll get muscles by being dash, that's fine with you as well. Then you're happy with the disha. You put it in there basically for the anika. But the disha you're happy with, then we say psula. So here we have Rava's. Here we have Rava's proof. Kevan sheniskaven ladush pasla v'ukimna ma avad nechale. In other words, that we're dealing with a case which is the efsha. In other words, the animal has to be weaned. It has to nurse. It has to suckle. And so the tinak is an efshar otherwise. And the disha you're happy with, so this is exactly like the person who's going to, you know, he has to get to shul, and he's passing by the Beit Avodah Zarah, and he's happy. So kevan efshar, the alternative route is very, very long. Over here, what are you going to do with this calf? You're going to give it a bottle? In other words, it was meant to nurse from the mother. So it's EF, Sharva Kama Chavein, and we see that it's Aser. That's the Seifa. That's the way Rabbi Nochananel understands. Okay, this is classic EF, Sharva Kama Chavein, that the Reisha is dealing with a case of Pitum, and you're not interested at all in the Disha. You're Eino Machavein. So there it's Mutter. But when you're Machavein, it's Aser, even though it's a case of EF, Sharva. However, Rashi doesn't learn that way. Let's go back to Rashi, third line from the bottom. Hichnisa l'rivka, egla arufa, we're talking about egla arufa as opposed to para, that's simply a technicality, but rivka is a kupla balas, it's not a verb, it's not l'rufka, like the Rebbe Nochanan learned it, it's l'rivka, it's a noun. Shekoshrin arba paros biyachad, it's this harness that holds four, yes? Yes.
Here, aren't we discussing an animal and then you decide subsequently whether you're going to be using it as an agrarupa? It's not like you keep a stock of animals that you might potentially use as...
No, I understood over here, this animal had already been miyuad. In other words, what happened was you set up this animal, this is going to be my egla arufa. And in other words, the arifa was they're waiting for one of the zakenim to come from Yerushalayim or whatever. And then you take this egla arufa and you decide to get a little use out of it. So if you're putting it, into the rifka, you're putting it into this harness. Vidosha imcha veroseha ksheira shalonis kavin lakach v'lav avodahi. Why in the world do you put into the harness if you're not interested in the disha? What is the ratio over here? So Rashi kanere understood, even though he doesn't say it black on white, but this is the way that Rabbi Nadavar understands Rashi, that his mother was there. In other words, his mother was in the harness, so you put it in the harness next to its mother that would be able to nurse from the mother. And you're not, and you had no kavana that it should be dash, but naturally, that's in the harness, it's going to be dash. However, in this kaven shetinok for tidosh, you had two kavanos in mind. You wanted it both to be tinok and to be dash. You're a very, very efficient person. V'hacha lo'ef shashal yachnin senov shetinok. On the level of the lo'ef of the tinok, it's e'efshar. V'chim kaven shetinok for tidosh. Pasul. Okay, this is what we pointed out in the Shir on Sunday. This is Rashi Lushitato. This is what Yoni pointed out. That even though we, Rabbeinu David, set up the situation, you want to do Pu'ula A, which is Mutter, and then the Easter comes about, it's Memela, and you're happy with the Easter, we saw in Rashi three places. This is the third place. One in the Hachigar Sinon, what Reuven pointed out, that Rashi says that you are mechaven liskarif kedei lehenot reyach avodah zarah. Then we had the Rashi by Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai that he was dorshni hachama she'en lecha beisrnish machzikon. Namely, you have two things in mind: one mutter and one aser. I have in mind the size of the place, but the mipnei hachama is aser. I have in mind to go to shul, but the reyach ktoris is aser. I have in mind shetinok. But the the disha is usur. As long, in other words, in this situation where I have both in mind, and I have a situation that the heter is the efshar without it, even the other one becomes mutter. Namely, beyond that which we see this as, Rav Chisid took for granted that this would not be our sugya, but we see Rashi learns it our sugya, boom, boom, boom. Okay? Rabbeinu David, who disagrees with Rashi above, he disagrees with Rashi over here, like Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, this is classic Davar Sheino Miskaven. I have in mind a pula muteres, that this animal should be nourished, and memela, I'm going to be happy with the disha. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel learned. That's the way Rabbeinu David learned. Rashi learns we're dealing over here where I have two things in mind. The moment that the heter is he efshar bil ada, that's matir my hanoa. That's matir the Easter which comes along with it according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's tremendous, tremendous chiddush according to Rashi, but he's consistent with it throughout the sugya. So we see over here like Rava, that psula, that we don't paskin like Abaye, we don't say muta, we say it's aser. Shiny hus and dixiv asher lo ubadba mikom makom. We're more machmir by para aduma / egla arufa. Ihachi for more machmir, afilu reisha nami. So let's be more machmir even if it's not necha. Halo dam yel aloha, shachan aleha of ksheira. Alo aleha zachar, psula. My taima, I in both situations, the animal is holding something on its back. The difference is in terms of necha and lo necha. We have over here Amar Rav Papa. I have iksiv avad v'karinan avad ado avid be'ihu. Iksiv ubad v'karinan ubad afilu memela, and both of these should be yasser. Hashta siv avad v'karinan ubad ubad dumya da avad ma avad nichale, and that's the case of the ba'aleha zachar af kol ma avad nichale af ubad d'nichale. Okay, so therefore the shachan aleha of is lo nichalei, that's lo ichpas lo. Ma she'enkein by the olag ababa, that is the nichalei. So hu hadin, in our previous case, in the seifa we had a nichalei, that was asur. The ratio was a lo nichalei, that's muter. Tosus over here, this long tosus, olag azachar psula, is very important in terms of definitions. Tosus asks, am I psula? Havade lo nichalei lahafsid para shedameha yikarim b'shvil davar muat. The nichalei of the zacha of the ola zachar is that this para will be able to have vladot. But this para isn't a regular para that's there for milk and for vladot. This is a para aduma. The para aduma, clearly over here, the seifa, I mean, this the Amud Beis is dealing with a para, not an egel arufa. That's a mishnah meseches para. We're dealing with the para aduma. Who in the world would be nichalei to lose his para aduma, to lose the $1 million because he wants to have a calf? It's not. How can anyone call that nichalei? So Tosa says, v'yeshlomar de'im nomar k'sheira have nichalei. L'kach ein l'hachshira. That when we judge nichalei and nichalei, we don't judge it in terms of this particular situation. We judge it in terms of the general outcome. Generally, the people like that their parot become impregnated. And if the answer is yes, that's what we call nichalei, even though this person is screaming at this bull, get away from here, you're going to destroy my $1 million investment, get away from here. But that's still called nichalei. Nafgamina is, in terms of Shabbos, if you have a refrigerator where the bulb is screwed in, or if you've got to unscrew the bulb, and when you open the door of the refrigerator, the bulb is going to go on, do we call that a psik resha de nichalei? Because you can see in the refrigerator, or do we say, no one wants to be mechalel Shabbos, that's a psik resha de lo nichalei. I don't want to be mechalel Shabbos. So we say, forget about Shabbos. Are you happy that there's a bulb in the refrigerator during the course of the week? Generally, are you happy? If the answer is yes, that's called the psik resha de nichalei. When you open up on Shabbos, you're going to be chayav. We don't say, it's Shabbos that defines it as lo nichalei. That you see from over here. Nichalei and lo nichalei are defined by the objective situation, not by the particular circumstance that you happen to be in currently. Okay, so that's simply a very important principle. I've heard people say, what? I'm not nichalei for chilul Shabbos. That's not the question when you're nichalei for chilul Shabbos. The question is whether you're happy that the bulb's in the refrigerator. Okay. Yeah?
Why doesn't Tosfos say it in a more direct fashion? Why doesn't he say...
That's what he said. No?
No, I'm saying, why doesn't he say, like, Bala Deitza Tuchel Adam, or...
The im, no mark, if we would take the para aduma out of the equation, we would take the fact that it is that we're dealing over here with a psul. Psul of the para aduma is like chilul Shabbos. If we take the halacha out of the equation, are we happy with the circumstance? With the, I don't know what to use. Are we happy with the situation? So a situation that normally people are happy about, namely that cows should give birth, that's considered to be okay. If we're happy about the situation, that's that even though we're not happy about the current circumstance, that defines the happiness. Okay. Didn't answer your question?
No.
Okay. So then the Gemara continues to another raya. Again, a case of e efshar become a chaven. Aveda lo yishtachen al agabe mita lo agabe magud litzor cho. Person is not allowed to use it to get hana'ah. The people are going to view him as an individual who collects art or is wealthy, etc., to show off. Avol shotcha litzor cha. That's part of hashavas aveda, to take care of it properly.
What? Proper maintenance.
Proper maintenance. Agabe mita, agabe magud. What if you are shoteachit litzorcha v'nizdam nulo orchim? Right? Here we have a case, again, of efshar. You're shoteach litzorcha. And you have this opportunity of kamachavein. So, according to Abaye, we should say efshar v'kamachavein is mutter. And yet the Braisa says, lo yishtachenu agabe mita, agabe magud, ben litzorcha, ben litzorcha. So we see over here that Iyevsha v'kamachavein is asur, that we see that we have over here that this receiving hana'ah from the object is considered to be shoel shalom idas, that you're using it, you're getting hana'ah from it improperly. That according to Abaye should be mutar kas of the Iyevsha, and according to Rava, even though it's Iyevsha, it's asur. Shiny hasam, the Gemara says, no, even Abaye will agree. The kolilei. It's not just a question of the Easter Hanah. We're dealing over here with your mazik biyadayim. How are you mazik biyadayim? And Abaye is never matzir someone to be mazik biyadayim. How are you mazik this biyadayim simply by spreading it out? Imishum ein abisha, which is considered to be a halachic reality. Imishum ganvet. One or the other, that you're going beyond iefshar v'kamachavim, that you are actively putting this aveda into a situation of hefsed. So, okay, we'll stop here. We have one more toshma. I'm sorry, I thought we guessed it to Yufta, but this way I can use at least the Marim HaKamos for next time. Okay, what I'd like to do is as follows. Finish the sugya. We only have a few lines left. There's one more raya. The raya is from the world of Kilayim. Just the background you need in the world of Kilayim is that we have two psukim that deal with kilayim in the Torah. One in Dvarim Perakaf Beis, in Parshas Kiseitse, where it speaks about lo yulbash kilayim, and another in Parshas Kedoshim. It's easy to remember, yutet yutet, perak yutet, pasuk yutet, where it says lo ya'ale alecha. Right? And we have an iser of levisha, an iser of ha'ala. And the question is, what are the criteria of these two? And what exactly are the mochrei ksus doing? Are they lovesh kilayim? Are they ma'ale kilayim? What does it mean to be ma'ale kilayim alecha? An easy example would be if you have a blanket of kilayim and you cover yourself with a blanket of kilayim, that would be ma'ale alecha. But in terms of mochrei ksus, this is what we're going to have to deal with. And even though the sugi appears to be pretty straightforward, but the within the Rambam, the sugi is anything but straightforward. So the Rambam deals with Hilchos Kilei Begodim in Hilchos Kilayim, which is found in Zroim, right? But its Perek Yud moves over to Kilei Begodim, from Kilei Zroim, Kilei Akerim, Kilei Zroim, and Perek Yud moves over to Kilei Begodim. So if you'll see in Perek Yud, the Halachos Rav Ben Arsh asked this year to see, let's get it together. I told him he should get ahead of me, and that would make my life much easier in terms of Marim HaKamos. But okay, he insists on staying one step behind. What can I do? So, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Kelayim, the last Perek, see Halacha Yud Beis, Tet Zayin, and Yud Chet. Okay? Also say Yud Tet. Okay. Yud Beis, Yud Zayin, Yud Beis, Tet Zayin, Yud Chet and Yud Tet. It's good to learn from Yud Beis through Yud Tet. Just read it through and see the Kesef Mishnah on Halacha Yud Chet, who raises we have a stirit within the Rambam between two halachos that deal with our case of Mochrei Ksus. In terms of a direction, after you think about it a little time, so there's a Beis Halevi, the original Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, and Shevas Tshuvas Beis Halevi, Chelok Aleph, Simon Aleph, Se'ifim, Dalet Hevav. There were also the Eben HaOzel talks about this in the Sefer Mafteach of Frankel. He sends this Eben HaOzel in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Aleph, Halachos Hey Vav Zayim. You know, you could check in the Frankel Rambam, and there's also a Tshuva of Rambin Rambam, which is brought on the page of the Frankel Rambam in the Mekoros V'Tziyunim. The question is, how do you distinguish between Halacha Tet Zayin and Yud Chet? We have two halachas that appear to be closer to one another. Halacha Tet Zayin is our Gemara, Yud Chet is the Rambam giving principles. How do the principles work out within the sugya? Then we have a second issue over here in terms of Psik Reisha. Again, according to the Rishonim, we're assuming, the Rishonim, not the Pnei Yoshua, the Rishonim assume that our whole sugya of Darshan Miskavin is not a Psik Reisha. How can you have someone wearing something and it not be a psik reisha that he's going to be nehenet from that which he is wearing? So here, I'll give you three mar makomos. One is Tosfos. Tosfos sort of mentioned at the very end of Tosfos Dira Maschil Lo Efshar by us, but he mentions it black and white in Tosfos and Shabbos on the Kaf Testament days. Dibur Hamaschil Bilvad. That's one. Secondly, the Ran in the Chidushim by us has a bit of an deals with the quotes, the Aruch, in terms of what's the principle of Psik Reisha. And then we have the Ran that we saw, go back to it, the Ran in Chulin and Daflamet Beis Amid Aleph in the pages of the Rif, in terms of Psik Reisha by Nisar Hanoah. That we'll return to that as well. So the two things that we'll deal with over here is in terms of the nature of the Iser of Kilayim, in terms of Levisha and Ha'ala, and in terms of Psik Reisha, how Psik Reisha, or the lack of Psik Reisha, interfaces over here with the Iser Hanoah within our sugya. The Adkan Hakof Aleph. I think we can do more than that next time. So if you finish that, then move over to the next sugya. And take a deep breath. The next sugya is going to take us from Daf Kaf Vav Amud Beis through the bottom of Kaf Zayin Amid Aleph, but we'll take it in two stages. You're welcome to learn the Gemara of the Bikiyas until, if you want to, till the two dots towards the bottom of Kaf Zayin Amid Aleph. But in terms of what we're going to do, we're going to take it from Tanur Rabbanan Tanur Shehisiko up to the words Hey Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says Ha Rabbi Eliezer Ha Rabbanan Hey Rabbi Eliezer. It's about seven lines from the bottom. On Daf Kaf Amud Beis. It's not that many lines of Gemara, but we're going to have to introduce two concepts. One concept is Shevach Eitzim Bepat. Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bepat. Ein Shevach Eitzim Bepat. Yesh Shevach Eitzim Betanur. Ein Shevach Eitzim Betanur. And the second is the concept of Zeh V'Zeh Gorim. Those are the two concepts that are going to be introduced in these two lines. And in terms of the Rishonim, so we have over here Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos Dafka is very, very clear over here. We have one, two, four little Tosfos. And we have over here the Chidushei Haran, very, very important, Alatar, Rabbeinu Hananel. I'm not going in the Quran. Anyway, see Rabbeinu Hananel, see the Chidushei Haran. Sira Benu David, Dibra Maskul Golkashia, also very important. There's a Tosfos Rash Mishans, Alatar, in other words, which can be seen. The Rosh is important. And also their In Avodah Zarah, this which is quoted, Tanar Shehisiko, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, when the Mishnah is going to... I'm sorry, really you haven't seen it yet. So, B'chol Zad, it would still pay to see. In Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Tesem et Aleph, there's a Daf Mem Tesem et Beis, there's a Mishnah, and to see the run on that Mishnah. It's in the pages of the run, Kaf Aleph et Beis, if I'm not mistaken. Kaf Aleph et Beis in the pages of the run. When you see it, you'll recognize it. It talks about Sheva Chesim Bepas, Eva Zegorim, just a section on the Mishnah, just in terms of trying to define the terminology and to define the cases. So we'll try and get into that sugya. Just one other thing I'd like to mention to you, and that is that we should have a bechin at some point. it's true, the Sach HaKol, we've only learned five flat of Gemara, which I'm terribly embarrassed about. But you know, I don't know. I have some 70 pages of notes, and if I'm not going to review it, I'm going to forget it all. So you have to review with me. So you shouldn't forget it all either. I would suggest that we get to the next Mishnah on Daf Kaf Chesem et Aleph, and then take a break for a Chazara and a Bechina. That would be my suggestion. In other words, that we'll have learned a unit, and then next sugya is Chamech Avar Pesach. We talked about it a little bit, but that's really a separate sugya, and you know we'll just have finished. We'll get back to chametz. Daf Kaf Zayin Amud Beis. We really do get back to chametz in terms of tashbisu and in terms of the mitzvah of biur. We're gonna deal with that before we take the break. But within the other sugyas that we have over here, we still have these two inyanim that we mentioned: Sheva Chetzim Bepas and Zeva Zegorim. And then we're going back a little bit to the world of Me'ila. And then Biur and Tashbisu, and then we'll take a break if it's okay for Chazara and a Bechina, and then we'll continue. Okay. And for those of you who don't want to take a Bechina, you don't have to take a Bechina, but I still would like you to Chazar the Gemara.